Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi D'maya Daf Yud Aleph, and we are starting about four lines up from the Mishnah with the words Shem and Arev, and the only source of daf, it's right at the end of Hey Omid Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas, Mars Miriam Sarah Basar Yaakov Maisha, Her Nish, Amash should have an Oliyah. Now the Mishnah brought a machlokes between Beisham and Beis Hill in regards to Shem and Arev, aromatic oil, whether or not there's an issue of D'may. Beisham said yes, and Beis Hill said no. But now we have a qualification to that. The Gemara says, Tanu, if a Braisa Am Review that says, Loi Patri Beis Hill, Elo Shem and Shel Pal Yotan Belvad. The only type of oil that Beis Hill was patterning from D'may is palyatan oil, which means spiced oil. This oil is just used for its fragrance. It's not used for anything else, so there's no demai issues. Now, Chayim Ma'arim B'Shem Rav Nasan, others say the name Rav Nasan, Mechayavin Hoye Beis Hill, B'Shem and Vered, Uvardinon, that's the proper gersa of that last word. Beis Hill is Mechayav with these two different types of rose oils, even though these are aromatic oils. Often they're used for Sicha, for anointing oneself, and we know that Sicha is Keshtia, anointing is like drinking, and so that's like he's eating it, and therefore it is subject to demai. And now we've gone to brand new Halacha, Halacha Dalet. We continue talking about kulas and demai. The Mishnah says, hadamai, when we had demai, ma'arvin bai, a person's allowed to make an erev with it. That's either erev chatzeris or erev tchumin. Umbishtatvin bai, a person can use it for shitufei muvais. This is when we have a whole bunch of chatzeris opening into a shared mavoi, and the residents of the various chatzeris want to be able to use the mavoi, so they have to make an erev of sorts. This is called shitufei muvais. We're allowed to use demai for that. The Mishnah continues, mavarchan olav, one can bench on it, even though we know that one's not supposed to eat demai. If he did eat demai, he can say berchas hamazon. Umazamnan olav, we can make a zimun with a fellow who ate demai. Again, even though he wasn't supposed to, we can still join him in Nazimun. He can separate all the necessary maestros unclothed. And we're going to see that's because he doesn't have to make a bracha when he separates these maestros. So therefore, he's allowed to be unclothed. Yud Aleph Amud Beis on top. The proper girsa is Ubehen Hashmashas. He's allowed to separate maestros from it. Behen Hashmashas. This means Erev Shabbos when it's Behen Hashmashas, which is a suffix. We're not so sure if it's Shabbos yet. If it was Vaday, he would not be allowed to separate maestros. But since it's Demai, we're Makel, and he's allowed to do so Behen Hashmashas. Vim Hikdim Maestro Sheni the Rishon, and Bekach Klom. If he ended up taking Maestro Sheni off before he took Maestro Rishon off, so there's no problem. We know that when we're dealing with Vadai, he would be Iver and Isser if he did so. But since we're dealing with Demai, he's not Iver. The Mishnah continues, Shemen Shai Girdi Sachbetz Baisav, Chayav Idmai. Oil that a weaver puts on his fingers in order to make it easier for him to weave. So that's Chayav Idmai, because again, as we said, Sicha is Keshtia. So in a way, it's like he's drinking it, so he has to be makbid with demai. However, the oil that the wool comber uses to make it easier to comb the wool, pater mena demai, that's pater. And the Gemara is going to discuss what the nafkamin is. Now the Gemara explains a part of the Mishnah, mafrishin isa arum. He can separate the maestros from this demai, even though he's unclothed. And why is that? Chain aton bracha, because it doesn't require bracha. Uben hashmashos, the Mishnah had said, he's allowed to separate these maestros ben hashmashos when we're leading into Shabbos. Hadada taninon, this is going on that which we learned, safik hashecha, safik lech hashecha, ben hashmashos is a safik if it's dark or not, meaning we don't know if it's Shabbos yet. That's what all Ben Hashmashas is. We don't know if Ben Hashmashas is daytime or nighttime. And the Mishnah Maseches Shabbos tells us that we're not allowed to separate Maestros then. However, that's only when we're dealing with Vadai, but not with Demai. Now the Gemara continues, Tanur Rav Chalafta Ben Shol, Mechal in Demai Bemerchatz. Even if a person's in the bathhouse, he's allowed to be Mechal Demai, which means he has Demai of Maestro Sheni, and he wants to transfer his Kedusha onto money. He's allowed to do so in the bathhouse. Why is that? Sheni Ton Bracha. Because that Chilul doesn't need a Bracha. Now what do we learn from here? Havadai Ton Bracha. That if he had Maestro Sheni, which is Vadai Maestro Sheni, and he wants to be Mechal its Kedusha, then it would need a bracha. So the Gemara tells us, Ramana Baye Kume Rabbi Yudon, Ramana asked in front of Rabbi Yudon, Ketzad Humavarech. So what bracha does a person make when he's being Mechalal, Maeser Sheni, which is Vadai? So Amalei told him, Imhayu Peirois, if he's Mechalal produce, meaning he's outside Yerushalayim and he wants to transfer their Kedusha onto money so he could bring the money up to Yerushalayim, the bracha he makes is Al Pedan Maeser Sheni. And Imhayu Mois, if he had money of Maeser Sheni that had brought up to Yerushalayim and now he's buying produce with it, and so he's going to be transferring the Kedusha from the money onto this fruit, he says, Al Chilul Maestro Sheni. And continuing to explain the Mishnah we had said, Im Hiktim Sheni the Rishon, Ein Bekach Klum. If he was Makdim and he took off Maestro Sheni before taking off Maestro Rishon from his Demai, there's no problem. So now we're going to have an argument about this. The Gemara says, B'Sha'avar, that's only if he already did it. Ha'betchila Lai, but that means that L'chatchila, he shouldn't do so. Meaning, even though we're dealing with Demai, he still has to stick to the proper order of things. First Maestro Rishon, then Maestro Sheni. However, if he ended up doing it out of order and he took off Maestro Sheni and then Maestro Rishon, he's not Ivor Olav, like he would be Ivor if he did so with Vadai. However, Abba Bered Rav Chia Brava says in the name Rav Chia, who says B'Shem Rabbi Echanon, Motor L'Haktim Sheni L'Rishon B'Demai. Even L'Chatchila, he's allowed to take Maaser Sheni of Demai off before Maaser Rishon. And when the Mishnah says Ein B'Kach Chlum, that means there's no Isser connected to this whatsoever. So even L'Chatchila, he's allowed to do so. However, we have a differing opinion. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Achav, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi say B'Shem Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, Lo Yasa, he's not allowed to do so. Vim Asa Masha Asa Asui. But if he did do so out of order, what he did is okay, and he doesn't have to redo it. We're gonna stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.